Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers. The Wayback Machine, Jerry with a G, part of the English Invasion, Once Upon a Time. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Weed. He's the author of Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. That's one of his 3 dozen books that he's written over the years, and he's an amazing historian for our time, and he's got the credentials and the chops to prove it. Doug, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I'm really concerned about, and I would be concerned about this if this happened to Obama, if it happened to Biden, who are politically opposite of me, but I would be saying the identical things that I'm about to say. I think it's dangerous beyond imagination for any public any private entity that has the capacity, the power, and the reach that Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and Apple and Google that they have, and for them to be able to make value judgments about the politics, about the speech of anyone, let alone a president. I think that is that's beyond dangerous. It's tantamount, in my opinion, to an assault, a full-on assault on our Constitution. And I don't know what's being done about it. I don't know what we're going to do about it. And you've got some news about that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'll give you a little background before I share this news. My own book, Inside Trump's White House, was the authorized history of the Trump administration. Interviewed the president and all his family, and it's a great story, a great book. It was published by the second largest publisher in the world. That was a year ago. They wouldn't publish that book today.
Wow.
But they gave me $1 million. They published the book. But it was blocked for advertising on Twitter. Would not allow it be advertised because I guess it was considered to be too balanced of a book. I received multiple death threats. My children received death threats with detailed information. And so that's a little background. Now we have this story.
So you your publisher couldn't buy an ad on Twitter to advertise the book. What about other platforms? Did Amazon allow you to sell? Were you okay on Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazon allowed it to sell, but the publisher will not go paperback with the book, even though it reached number 6 on the bestseller list.
Wow.
And did that's quite amazing. Well, and is still doing quite well by word of mouth.
Yeah. It's politically, politically incorrect, though, and that's what we love about you. Go ahead, Doug. What's the news?
Well, some of your listeners have heard, though it hasn't been prioritized as a news story, that New York publishers are refusing to publish President Trump's memoirs. There are 5 major publishers, and since one bought out the other 2, they're really basically 3. There are many houses, but 3 major publishers left in the country. They've all agreed and talked amongst each other. They will not publish.
That's collusion. That's got to be a crime right there for them to collude like that. Is that not tantamount to price fixing?
You would think. They've got petitions going where authors are signing and agents are signing, you know, if you publish Donald Trump's book, we won't deal with you, that sort of thing.
Wow.
But here's what's new for your audience that I have learned from a former president of one of the publishing companies, and this is what I was told. The same petitions are being passed among printers, and the major printers to publish and print Donald Trump's memoirs, it would sell millions of copies. It would be a huge bestseller. They're going to need many printers. It's not like you and I just printing our book, 50,000 copies or 10,000 copies. And they started this petition, an agreement being signed by printers that they will not print the book. And if they do, business will be withheld from them from all the other books.
That's cancel culture, folks. That's the cancel culture writ large.
And they're doing it with warehousing, which is a new twist for me. I didn't understand this, but apparently when there's millions of books being sold, you need warehouses right near the printing plant. And they're doing the same thing with the warehouses.
Well, I have a publishing company. I have a publishing company, Doug, and I have.
They may need you. They may need you.
Well, you tell the president I'll publish his book, and I'll get it printed, and I'll get it warehoused.
Okay.
You tell him I said that.
We'll tell him.
And let me say this, and let me say this, and I mean this with all my heart. If we flip this mirror around and the same thing was happening to Joe Biden, I would say the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is not about Trump. This is not about Biden. This is not about politics. This is about the United States of America. Folks, our freedom comes from God. Liberty is a contract that we give to each other. And when you cancel people, you have decided to withdraw liberty from someone. And that's not what we do here in America. What do you think, Doug? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, of course. But that's why, Karl Marx taught, if you can't win the argument, stop the other side.
Right.
And that is a Marxist principle.
And the reason. You just described cancel culture. You just described. That's the definition of cancel culture. We're going to take a quick break, folks. All I can say now, folks, as we go to the next segment is God help us. Doug Weed and I will be right back. His book is called Inside Trump's White House. It's a very important book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.